Here's a fun one for the Halloween season. The werewolf. Is it true? Is it false? The myth of a man turning into a half wolf, half man thing that goes and creates chaos. The truth is, weird things happen on a full moon.
We're going to get into it. Hello and welcome to the Brothers Random Show. My name is Travis.
I'm Michael.
And we are two ordinary brothers discussing extraordinary ideas and some random stuff. Michael, why are we here?
Today, we are discussing werewolves, the myth, the legend.
So the legend of werewolves says that during a full moon, a man or women can become a half wolf, half human beast. And this legend comes from ancient Greece. It comes from ancient Europe. It's been around for a long time. The idea that the full moon will do something different to a human being.
I've done a lot of work with nursing homes, and I always find it fun to ask the nurses that work in nursing homes, is there a connection with full moons? Does something different happen on full moons? And with everyone, all the nurses that I've talked to have told me yes. That there's something about full moons that's different. Things are just a little bit creepier. Things are just a little bit, more on edge. And if you talk to, and I was looking this up online, nurses and doctors, police officers, almost all of them. Now this is anecdotal. They haven't done actual studies to support this, but almost all of them, we'll talk about that full moons are different. Something happens on full moons. Now, the myth, the story of the werewolf is that there's a man and he turns into a werewolf on the full moon. So were the ancients, where they come up with a myth about the werewolf, were they onto something true?
Yeah, I mean, the ancient myths usually tried to explain things that were unexplainable, like what would happen. So if weird things would happen between, people with bipolar disorders or dementia in the old days, and they, when the full moon would happen, they would start acting a little stranger, maybe more aggressive, then this would explain that. They could say, oh, they're just becoming their werewolf or whatever. Mm-hmm. So the legend has it.
The legend.
Yeah.
May have come out of something that was true.
Yeah. That was true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little bit. So, I mean, and you found some studies that had been done.
Yeah. So, there have been studies done, a pilot study by the University of Michigan's, Precher program found a consistent effect of lunar phase on sleep and mood in people with bipolar disorder. Now, bipolar disorder is a medical term. People that will have mood swings.
Yes.
Okay. Where sometimes they're super happy and then they'll be really angry.
Yeah.
Kind of on a really fast. They can go
back and forth
through that really, really fast.
And so this study kind of claims that these moods would change with the moon, with the lunar cycles.
With the moon.
Which is fascinating. That's a fascinating concept, right?
Well, And it's very fascinating because the root word of lunatic is moonstruck. So lunar is Latin for moon. Is like, that's why it's called the lunar eclipse.
Yeah, yeah, or lunar cycle.
Yep. And it's the root word of lunatic. Now, lunatic means somebody who is crazy. And the root word for that is moonstruck.
Huh. Interesting.
Isn't that interesting? Now let's think about, what does the moon do? So the moon goes around our Earth, and the moon pulls on the Earth's gravity, which is why it pulls on the water. So all of our oceans carry a tide. And what a tide is, tide. And if you live on the shore, the tide water comes up the shore and it goes down the shore. So you have more water and then you have less water. And the tide is literally, it's the water that's kind of being pulled by the moon, and it follows the moon.
Yeah.
So this is the moon having a physical effect on water on the Earth. Now,
and so the ancients might have thought it also had a physical effect on human beings.
On human beings. So the human
body is made up of how much?
50 to 70% water. The human body is 50 to 70% water. So roughly given about 60% water. So if the moon is having an effect on the big water bodies of the Earth, could it be that the moon is having an effect on us?
Us as human beings?
As human beings.
The legend itself feels very much like it's a way for ancient people who didn't understand science to explain away maybe some things that had happened in society. So if there was something in their community.
Maybe there was a hermit that lived outside of the town
and didn't exactly act right when the full moon had come up, right?
Maybe that was kind of a consistent thing throughout history, and we get this legend of...
So there was a study done with dementia too, wasn't there, in the lunar cycle?
Yeah, so Alzheimer's and dementia is
deterioration of the brain.
Your brain isn't working as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it wants to repeat itself over and over.
Yeah.
And there have been studies by Alan Beck of Purdue University, conducted a study. The study concluded that individuals with Alzheimer's and dementia exhibited significantly more behaviors during periods of full moon. So they would sleep less. They would kind of act up more. And it could be connected to a lot of things. When there's a full moon, it's lighter outside.
So it could keep you up longer. Okay, there have been studies that contradict it.
But there are several studies that support that something different happens during the full moon.
In pop culture, there's many, many, many movies, and there's many books about werewolves. There's Wallace and Gromit had The Curse of the Were-Rabbit, was a really good one for kids. There's obviously the Underworld films. There's, you know, American Werewolf in London.
London. Yeah.
So there's a lot of great pop culture stuff to this, but there is a case to be made. The science, according to the studies that you just read off, that the science is actually people act differently during the full moon. And, you know, it's appropriate for Halloween, I guess. It's appropriate to talk about for Halloween, right? One thing I'd like to point out while we're talking about this subject is the Beast of Gévaudan, which is a famous story from the 17th century. It took place between 1764 and 67. And it's famous because over 100 people were kind of killed by an unknown animal that there's tons of theories about this, and you can look this up. It's easy to find. It's the Beast of Gévaudan that, you know, you Google search it and there's tons of stuff about it. They made a movie about it called The Brotherhood of the Wolf. And The Brotherhood of the Wolf is kind of a fantastical retelling of this story. But the facts of the matter are is that over 100 people died in this area and by an unknown animal that they still to this day claim was a wolf. But a lot of people were saying it wasn't a wolf. It was kind of like a creature that nobody could define. And there's tons of theories about it but it did happen. It's very well documented. And you know, there's theories out there. There's a lot of politics that was going on during the time with the king of France at the time. He was trying to push that to end this because the story had spread wide and it had become this kind of, it probably became more legendary than it needed to be. And the king wanted to get rid, you know, stop it from getting any worse. And so
one of the things I was realizing is that I didn't know this, but I guess at the time peasants couldn't have weapons.
Yeah.
So they couldn't have muskets, and therefore people were trying to hunt this with like pitchforks and stuff. And it kind of goes to, I mean, it's a bit of a, I guess, an argument for allowing people to have their own
defense systems. Yeah.
Because the people could have probably put this thing down and put it to bed way quicker than them sending in military personnel to be able to take care of this wolf or lion or hyena, whatever it was.
Yeah, there was a ton of theories about it. There's theories that it might have been a lion that had escaped from like a zoo. In the area. They weren't called zoos back then, but at the same time of being well documented, nobody knows what the creature was. The theory is that it was a large wolf
it sounds like it was, it would not be a wolf because the peasants would have been able to describe it as a wolf. Like they could have, people there knew what wolves looked like.
Yeah.
And the fact that all of them were saying it was something other different than a wolf. I mean, it's fair to say that this was probably something different than a wolf.
Yeah. And what's great about this is that the theories is other theories, like the fantastical theories is that it was a werewolf, that, you know, so that's why I wanted to talk about this is because it's just such a fascinating story. I've been fascinated with this story ever since Brotherhood of the Wolf came out, and it's a great movie, but it's also fantastical. So it's not based in any kind of realism, but this did happen. It basically a series of killings that had happened from the 1760s that was mostly women and children. And so everybody had theories that this was some kind of crazed person. And there was so many theories because the thing that we know about, you know, COVID and everything like that is that when people are in fear, a lot of lies come out and a lot of untruths come out. And so that's probably what happened and why this story is so prevalent. I just wanted to point that out because, I mean, you know, when we're talking about werewolves, this, it's hard not to have this story come up just because the uniqueness of it. And it was
kind of that connection, of where does legend get its start in reality?
Yeah.
And then there are things that really do happen. And then does that kind of morph into legend and myth?
When people kind of talk and people theorize. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it could, and it can get kind of, it can get fantastical. So I just thought it was, it's such an interesting story. If you get a chance, look it up. But essentially, there was this nationwide, basically scourge of wolves in that area. So basically, wolves in France, this is one of the reasons wolves in France are extinct or close to extinction, is because they had an all-out like war to try to stop this creature from killing people. And you know, on average, wolves don't attack people, but if for some reason this kind of reminds me of the Ghost in the Darkness film of the lions in Africa. They don't normally hunt for humans, but for some reason these two lions did. And so it's very it's a very similar stories where people are up against nature, and it just, it's a great story to add to this legend of the werewolf.
Yeah. Well, and I want to say, and I could be wrong on this, but I want to say that the Lions of Tsavo of the Ghost in the Darkness story probably didn't morph into fantastical crazy stories, because it was well documented. I mean, we have pictures. It was very well documented.
That was the turn of the century too. So you could, it was less easy to lie about a story. You know, back then, you know, you have a peasant who has one story and another peasant has another story, and they're basically telling each other stories and they kind of become rumor. And so you'd imagine that would have been what happened with the beast of Gévaudan.
And I think it just goes to show that it's, you know, and it's important to kind of document these things as best to human ability, because then we can kind of get to the truth rather than there being all these stories,
hearsay,
you know, like I heard this guy say that, you know, kind of thing. But I think that is kind of why, because the Lions of Tsavo was really fantastical. Like they killed a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's possible that story could have turned into a whole myth and legend.
Yeah.
If it wasn't very well documented.
Yeah. With pictures. I mean, obviously they had pictures for that one. One of the reasons there's so much myth around this story is because the king issued one of his men to go kill the wolf, and he did kill a wolf, but the peasants claimed that it wasn't the right one, and that a farmer later killed another wolf, and the legend has it that he killed him with a silver bullet, and that's why he was able to kill it with one shot. And when that farmer took it to the king told him to bury it because he wanted to save face for his own means. And that's one of the reasons, you know, there's so much stories around this story, is because there, not everybody was telling the truth. And so it was a little bit of political, because the king wanted to save face, and he didn't want a peasant to have been the hero of the story.
Yep.
You know, that kind of thing. So,
and the hero, and he remained kind of the hero where he was demonized he was demonized in court.
Yeah.
It's just political stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
kind of unfortunate, but.
But I mean, that's just what I wanted to say about that. So
this is a common misconception. The full moon doesn't happen on Halloween very often. Although 2020 was a Halloween with a full moon. And 2020, a lot of weird stuff happened. So
a lot of just, weird stuff happened in 2020.
Just pointing that out there.
That's a good point. Maybe we could just blame that all on the moon.
The next full moon on Halloween will be 2039. So mark your calendars.
Mark your calendars and prepare yourself.
Some weird stuff might happen.
2039, my last kid will be out of school for out of high school for 4 years at that point.
Yeah. Yep. So
it's going to be a while. Well, thanks for joining us for our Halloween special.
Let us know in the comments weird things that have happened to you on a full moon.
Yeah, I like that idea. Weird stuff that happens on a full moon. Check us out on social media, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just look for The Sword and the Skull. And in the meantime, keep reading, keep listening, keep watching, learn more. We'll see you, brother.
See ya.
Happy Halloween.